From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Sonia Sotomayor has been sworn in as the newest justice of the U.S. Supreme Court, replacing David Souter, who is retired. She followed Chief Justice John Roberts as he administered the oaths of office.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
All of the duties incumbent upon me.
As Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
As an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
Under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
Under the Constitution and laws of the United States.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations and welcome to the court.
Sotomayor is the first Hispanic and only the third woman ever to serve on the High Court. Divers are searching for bodies after the mid-air collision of a sightseeing helicopter and a small plane over the Hudson River in New York City today. From member station WNYC, Mark Garber has the latest.
Authorities believe all nine people aboard the two aircraft were killed. Debris dropped into the water, and people on the New Jersey side of the river out enjoying an otherwise perfect summer day scampered for cover just after noon. The crash victims included five Italian tourists and a pilot on the Liberty Tours helicopter and three people on the plane, including a child. Mayor Michael Bloomberg called the accident not survivable.
Sadly, there's not a lot of rescue to do here. It's all recovery from this point on.
Another Liberty Tours pilot on the ground at the heliport saw the plane approaching the helicopter and tried to radio an alert to the pilots to no avail. The plane was headed for Ocean City, New Jersey, and had started its journey in Pennsylvania with a stop at New Jersey's Teterboro Airport just before the crash. For NPR News, I'm Mark Garber in New York.
President Obama says overhauling the nation's health care system would not only provide coverage for millions of Americans who currently lack it, but also help ensure sustained economic growth in the U.S. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama says the U.S. needs to lay a new foundation for lasting economic growth. And he says overhauling the nation's healthcare system is one of the building blocks in that plan. Mr. Obama once again used his weekly address to tout the benefits that could come from changes in the healthcare system. He says those changes would help not only those who are searching for health insurance, but also people who already have health coverage.
What we need and what we will have when we pass health insurance reform are consumer protections to make sure that those who have insurance are treated fairly and that insurance companies are held accountable.
The proposed changes would require insurance companies to offer coverage to people with pre-existing illnesses, for example. They'd also bar insurers from dropping policyholders whenever they get sick. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
The president travels to Mexico tomorrow. He'll attend a North American summit with the leaders of Canada and Mexico. This is NPR News. A new report predicts that over the next four decades, the percentage of Muslims in Europe's population will increase sharply. Larry Miller has more from London.
The population of the European Union will be 20% Muslim within 40 years, according to a report in London's Daily Telegraph newspaper, citing figures from the U.S. independent think tank Migration Policy Institute. Muslims currently make up around 5% of the 27-nation bloc. The newspaper points out that immigrants tend to have higher birth rates than the indigenous population, and that in Brussels, the top seven names of newborn baby boys are of Muslim origin. While much of the EU focus has been on immigration issues, its director for employment and social affairs concedes the EU has not focused enough on integration policy. He says without effective integration, there will be polarization and ghettos which create antagonism. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Boston Red Sox slugger David Ortiz insists he has never used steroids, despite the fact that his name is on a 2003 list of Major League ballplayers who tested positive for performance-enhancing substances. Ortiz says nutritional supplements and vitamins may be the reason he's listed.
I definitely was a little bit careless back in those days when I was buying supplements and vitamins over the counter, legal supplements, legal vitamins over the counter. But I never buy steroids or use steroids.
Ortiz speaking at a news conference at Yankee Stadium today in New York before the Red Sox game against the Yankees. The Red Sox are supporting Ortiz, saying there are substantial uncertainties about the list of players who allegedly tested positive. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.